Thank you, David, for inviting me. I love coming to Macquarie Chapel. As you know, Dave and I go back many years. Keep saying to you, if you want any stories about David, come and see me. But it's great to be with you. Just, I guess, a little bit of background on Ezekiel. It's a very complex book. Israel has gone into exile in 597 BC. Due to their rebellion against God, not listening to God, God has kicked them out of the land, and the Babylonians have taken captive of Israel, and they are in Babylon. But it's also a book of great hope, and you would have heard that in the Bible reading. And this is a great passage. It's perhaps the most known passage in Ezekiel, and it's a great passage of restoration. And you'll see throughout the text that it's a restoration, not just back to their land, but of the Spirit coming and bringing life. Now, today's sermon will be a little bit different. I'm speaking in first person as if I'm Ezekiel. I look like John the Baptist, but I am going to be Ezekiel. But it's a day that I'll never forget. I'll never forget this day. It's etched in my mind. The Spirit of the Lord grabbed hold of me and He took me to this valley. And as the Spirit of the Lord grabbed hold of me and took me into this valley, He sat me down in the middle of dry bones. And there wasn't just a skeleton or two left there by time, but there were bones as far as the eye could see, scattered, forgotten, dry, very dry. And as I began to survey the scene and look around, my heart began to ache, and I guess I began to understand that this wasn't just about death. This was about despair. This was about the death of a nation, the death of my people who had been taken into Israel. You see, we had lost our identity. Our future was gone. Our temple was destroyed. We were shattered people. This wasn't just being displaced. This was despair. And then in the middle of all of this, the voice came. And it was God's voice. And God spoke to me at that time and He said, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I mean, I was the prophet. I'm Ezekiel the prophet. I'm meant to speak the truth, but this felt bigger than any other truth that I had known. And as I looked around the valley, this lifeless, silence, valley, this still valley, all I could respond with were the words, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know. You alone know." I mean, this wasn't doubt. I guess it was surrender. I didn't presume to know the mind of God, but I had come to trust His character. And if the Lord had led me here to this valley of dry bones, then He was going to teach me something. Not about death, but something about life. You know, there's been these moments in my life where God has brought me face to face with the things that I'd rather forget. My grief, my failures, parts of my story that still ache. And I've learned that when God brings me to those places, He doesn't want to do it to hurt me, to wound me. He does it to remind me that even in the places that seem beyond hope, He can still bring life. And that's where God met me, in the ruins, to show me only what He could do. You see, as a prophet, I'd grown used to giving warnings. I'd grown used to talking about God's judgment, urging people to repent. That was my calling. That was my rhythm. That was my ministry. But this was different. God was showing me something far deeper. And this wasn't judgment. This wasn't wrath. This was restoration. And then God spoke again. And what he said this time really stopped me cold. He said to me, prophesy to these bones. To bones? The Lord said to me, say to these bones, hear the word of the Lord. I just stood there. My heart was pounding. I was staring at the impossible. I mean, bones don't listen. Bones don't breathe. Bones don't live. But when God speaks, even to bones, something stirs. And that's exactly what happened. I heard a sound. A low trembling at first. But then a rising rattle. Bone was scraping against bone. Order was beginning to come out of chaos. Structure was returning. Tendons were stretching across the frames. Flesh was wrapping around the muscles. Skin was covering the bones like a final covering. And before my eyes, the impossible was happening. The valley of death, of dry bones, was becoming a valley of bodies. But they weren't breathing. And at that very moment, I learned something about God. That God forms before he fills. God forms before he fills. You see, he's the one that creates structure. But there was no breath in these bodies yet. It's not the same as life. And you know, I've actually seen this in people that are close to me. And if I'm truly honest, I think I've seen this in myself as well. You know, there's been seasons in my life where I've managed to, I guess, hold it all together. I look all right on the outside. I mean, I look all right really on the outside anyway, but I looked fine. I said all the right words. I did all the right things. I looked functional, but on the inside, I was empty. I was lost. I was just going through the motions. I was like a shell. And tragically, I've seen this happen to too many of my close friends who do the same, rebuilding the external. They keep moving forward, but on the inside, something is desperately missing, something only God can breathe life into again. You see, that was Israel. That was my people in exile. We had begun to return to structure, but we had not had the Spirit. And maybe that's you. You've placed things back together again. On the outside, it looks like you're functioning, you're standing, but really on the inside, you know that there's no breath, there's no life, there's no fire. But that's exactly where the Lord speaks. And he spoke to me again. And the Lord said to me, prophesy to the bone, to the breath. Call it from the four winds. Say to it, breathe into these slain that they may live. And so I did. I prophesied not to the bones, but to the breath, to the spirit. And I cried out for it to come. And it came. It rushed through the valley like a wind that I couldn't see, but I couldn't deny it. And it animated the flesh. It filled the bodies. And suddenly, where there had been a valley only of corpses, then stood an army, whole, alive, ready. And I fell completely silent. God had done this. God had done this. Not me. I had just spoken his commands. It is God who has breathed into these corpses. And that day I learnt another truth. The word that the Lord forms, but it's the Spirit who fills. The word of the Lord forms, but the Spirit fills. You see, you might look okay on the outside, doing all the right things, saying the right words, but inside, there's lifeless, there's stillness, there's emptiness, a sense that something is missing. Do you feel empty? Do you sense that something essential is missing? Something that no success, no relationship, no distraction can ever quite fulfill. You see, you were made for more than mere existence. You were made to carry the very breath of God. And without God's Spirit, we're a little more than animated dust. Busy but hollow. Breathing but barely alive. But when the Spirit comes in, that changes everything. So let me ask you, do you want to truly live? Not just to survive, not just to function, not just to manage, but truly live. Live with purpose. Live with hope. Live with a peace that won't crumble in the darkness. Well, the God I know, the God of the Bible, brings life where there is only death. You see, that same breath that had breathed life into those bones is still moving. And perhaps even now, calling to the very soft corners of your weary heart. Well, as I stood there in the valley, the Lord spoke again. And he explained to me what it all meant. The Lord said to me, "These bones are the people of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off.'" You see, that was our cry. That was my cry as God's people. We are cut off. But then comes the promise. God said, I'm going to open your graves. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. I will put my Spirit in you and you will live. I mean, what a promise this is. This is not just a promise of restoration to land and to status. This is a promise of restoration of life. And that's exactly what God does. God does not walk away from the broken or the empty. He speaks to scattered bones, to dry bones. He breathes his Spirit into the hollow places, reviving nations, restoring families, healing weary hearts. I've lived long enough to carry scars, to know the heaviness of loss, to know that dreams have been shattered. But I also know this truth deep down that seeps into my bones, that the God of the Bible has not forgotten how to raise the dead. Graves are never the final word for those who know the Lord. Graves are never the final word for those who know the Lord. Not of the flesh, not of the spirit, not of the soul. So I want to speak to you not as Ezekiel the prophet, but as Ezekiel your brother, someone who has been in the valley of silence and of sorrow. And perhaps right now, maybe that's where you find yourself, alone and broken, unsure if life can ever come again. Maybe your hope feels like the bones scattered on the dry ground, too far gone to gather again. Maybe your calling has gone quiet. Your prayer life has dried up. Your faith is now more of a memory than it is a fire. Well, let me tell you one more truth that I learned on that day. God has not forgotten how to raise the dead. God has not forgotten how to raise the dead. You might say to me, but I don't see how. Well, neither did I. You might say to me, but there's nothing left. Well, there was nothing left then either. I want to say to you the words that I said to the Lord. Sovereign Lord, you alone know. You see, we don't need to manufacture life. We don't need to force breath. We just need to open our ears to the word of the Lord, our hearts to his spirit. Because this wasn't about bones. This was never meant to be just about bones. It wasn't a vision. It wasn't a vision to impress. This was a promise. A promise to restore. It was a message for my people, Israel, in exile. It's a message for you too. Because we all have our own valleys, don't we? Perhaps inside places that feel hollow. Regrets that feel like an echo of silence. Faith that once felt like a fire and now is just full of embers. Maybe your bones are named like shame or loss or divorce or affliction. Maybe you've been following the Lord for some time now, but your faith's gone cold. Something has gone cold. The routine keeps going, but something's missing. But know this. The Lord does not leave you there. He comes into that valley where you are, and he will walk through that valley with you. And then he will speak to you, not of judgment, not of condemnation, not of wrath, but of life, and life to the full. I didn't know it at the time, but the breath that I saw in that valley that day is the same spirit that the prophet said would be poured out on all people. And later, centuries after me, there came one they called Jesus. And he stepped into a valley of dry bones, into a world that's twisted by sin and disease and death. He laid hands on lepers. He spoke to the broken. He calmed the storms. He even called dead men out of their tombs. And then he himself stepped into a tomb. Dead. Fully dead. Because of our sin. But then the Spirit of God, the breath of God entered that tomb. And Jesus came out alive, resurrected. And now Jesus says that Spirit is poured out on you. Not just to feel alive, but to truly live. So now, from one who stood in the valley, someone who has watched the impossible, let me ask you, what are your dry bones? Where have you lost hope? What grave have you resigned yourself to? Don't ever be afraid to bring that to God, because God specializes in death to life stories. It's He who is. It's He who does. You may think your time's up. You may think that your bones are too far gone, that nothing good can grow from this wreckage. But I know. I know a God who breathes life into dust and makes it dance. I know a God who can turn graves into gardens. And I know a God who is not finished with you yet. You see, when the Spirit set me down in the middle of that valley that day, I thought, honestly, I was in a place of endings. But then I began to understand, this is not a place of endings. This is a place of beginnings. This is not a curse. This is a canvas, because I know a God who can bring life where there is only death. So hear the word of the Lord. Let Him breathe and let Him raise you again and live. Let me pray. Gracious Father, Your Spirit is active. Your Spirit is working in our lives, restoring us to life. We pray that You would prick our ears, that we would hear the word of the Lord and respond with open hearts, that we would come to You with weary souls, that You would give us rest. We pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.